Dreams become the life you lead. When our waking life is not but lies, the truth must come in dreams. This is Prince's song, Wherever You Go, Whatever You Do, From Rave Unto the Joy, fantastic. Wherever you go, whatever you do, please remember, I'll always be there for you. You don't have to call. You don't have to say. Just think about me, and I'll be on my way. I don't have to worry. I'm sure you'll be fine. Because if you stay happy, then what's yours is mine. Wherever you go, whatever you do, remember, I'll always be there for you. Wherever you are, think of your dreams. Oh, please, remember, life ain't always what it seems. Wherever you are, think of your dreams. Remember that dreams become the life you lead. Whatever you play, it's okay to lose, oh, sometimes, as long as you learn from every game you choose. If one thing is sure, you'll always endure if you try your best at everything you do. Say what you mean what you say. The price for a broken heart's too much to pay. And nothing is worth it if you don't have to try. The higher the stakes, the higher the sky. Wherever you go, whatever you do, remember, I'll always be there for you. And before I sat at Prince's knee and listened to enough of his lyrics, his thoughts, listened until I felt myself loosen, felt Prince forming inside me. Some of his lyrics slipped by, though he is like Emily in so many ways. Truth must be told slant, necessarily, because he's inviting us into the opposite of class. Point B, when I first heard him say, wherever you are, think of your dreams. Remember that dreams become the life you lead. I didn't hear what he was saying accurately, despite, and this may sound curious, despite my having discovered this truth on my own and pondered it as he tells us to. His words are meant to be taken literally. Prince is a prophet. So his dreams are of particular significance to us. But all of us who can remember our earliest dreams as children and young people and beyond, and especially our recurring ones, have experienced, I'm certain, seeing them come to pass, whether literally or metaphorically. That this is the case must erase, once we give it its due pondering, the lies taught us about time, the true meaning of which is revealed through dreams. This is another taboo subject that Prince told the truth about. When we don't remember our dreams, or don't take them seriously, not understanding their meaning, we get sucked into power's schemes. We neglect our true purposes. Dreams are when truth arrives. The messenger God brings his sealed wine, which to drink refreshes our minds. We'll return to this theme in upcoming shows, along with these other issues we're developing. The transition, taking what we've learned forward, including phasing out the need for capital. Phasing out the need for capital as means to get things done. If everyone has access to what they need, the system shifts into freedom, we said. And then growing up requires owning ourselves. It's perhaps within this decommissioning frame that we can best see, for purposes of discussion with our brothers and sisters, that growing up is not in a simple sense about loving ourselves, but rather about owning ourselves. being in command of our own expansion, which requires access to our common knowledge products, created over the millennia, and to which, as Proudhon taught us, all of us owe our existence, expanding thereby to absorb all the knowledge we need for our capacities and our purposes to meet. And you can see in this how this creates abundance. And we have to talk more about how that happens and how we set that up to move us on out of this insane reality that's been constructed for us. And then lastly, regaining our voices. All of this is simultaneous, so I'm not suggesting a particular sequence of in a temporal sense. Regaining our voices. Prince provides the words. We have become invisible to ourselves, and so we need authentic speech in interaction with others, engaged, that is, in a process of social thought, to claim ourselves as real in order to recall our true purpose and disengage from the ruler's dreams, or more accurately, their lack of dreams. Prince and Alice provide the words that return our voices, which allow us to become visible to ourselves again, and then to each other.